I thought I'd do something different for my blog today. I thought I'd also do an audio boom. Coincidentally, James Michie, who does a great blog, is also looking to do the same thing. So this is called Teach Read. I've been meaning to blog about an idea for Teach Read for days. Last week, I was lucky enough to run a course for literacy consultants on the use of picture books in primary classrooms and found that, as usual, working with them, I had a wonderful time talking about books and particularly new picture books. But at one point, we moved on to discussing killer books. What we meant by that were those the books of which the delegates thought that all teachers should be aware because they could absolutely grab a child by the mind. As teachers, many of us can point to the time when a teacher showed us the world of reading and the wonders which lay within it. Unfortunately, many of us can also remember a time when reading became nothing more than a chore or mechanistic act devoid of joy, awe, or exploration. We spent time on the course sharing books which would bring this joy to the children in our area. At the same time, I was tweeting about books, and my PLN became quite interested in some of the books and started sharing them. The response was so positive. I posed the question whether there was a call for some form of discussion on Twitter or through a blog or wiki about books. The response was immediate and positive, with offers of support, lists of books, and even setting up a blog site. I did a trawl of Twitter looking for an equivalent and couldn't find anything that provided a space for teachers, teaching assistants, librarians, parents, grandparents, and those generally interested in children's literature to chat about or share the titles of great books. As I tweeted with members of my PLN about books, I began to clarify my vision about how this could work in my own mind. At present, I blog fairly irregularly about books which could be used to support teaching specific years or to support specific topics. I sometimes find myself regretting that at times my posts are missing a genuine sense of how these books are wonderful, how the way that they're written can capture children, or the impact the book has had on me or a child reading it. I'll never forget reading Shadow of the Minotaur by Alan Gibbons, and if you've not read Alan Gibbons, normally for about 8 plus. If you've not read him, please do. He's absolutely wonderful. And I got to the stage where I actually wouldn't go to sleep until I finished the book. I finished about 2:30 in the morning. And in fact, in 2000, it won the Blue Peter Book Award in the Book I Couldn't Put Down category. Now, I don't want to turn this audio boo into a glorified book review, so I'll move on. What I was looking for is to develop a buzz around using books, using Twitter as the medium. The idea would be that rather, as at present, focusing on how the good book could be used for teaching, I want to focus on good books which will fire kids up. I'm aware there are discussion groups on Twitter such as EdChat and UK EdChat, and again, if you're not aware of UK EdChat, it's on a Thursday night between 8 and 9 British Summer Time. It's at ukedchat.wikispaces.com. Please do join us. And if the timings aren't, if you're around the world, EdChat is on Tuesdays at I think midday British Summer Time. Now, I thought it'd be a different way to run it would be have a hashtag such as #TeachRead and encourage people to post on Wednesdays without having an organised discussion time. I'd just like to see a day where drop in when and where they can. Now, obviously, I'm a primary practitioner, so my experience and personal interest me from board books aimed at babies up to books used in Key Stage 3. But I'm hoping the idea of Teach Read will soon expand across all ages, driven by those tweeting and the books suggested. I'd love to know what people think. I'm looking at using a blog or wiki to collect all of the suggestions raised. I'm even beginning to suspect the title of the conversation is wrong and shouldn't be Teach Read, but should be Joy Read or Read Now or Our Books or something else. I'd love to know what you think. Please do let me know what you think. You can read this blog at http://wordpress.com. Ponderings and musings if you want to Google. Please do visit, and once we get this up and running, please do come and take part in our discussions about books.